After a long year with virtually no live indoor music performances, we're beginning to see a few green shoots of hope this spring. Next week, musicians from Sinfonia de Cambra are holding three chamber music performances at University Place Christian Church on South Wright Street in Champaign. I spoke with Sinfonia's music director and conductor, Ian Hobson, about these performances, which are the group's first since last fall.
The first series was at Allerton Barn, which was a brainchild of a former music director of the School of Music, Carl Kramer. The place is, has very good acoustics, and we went out there. It was a little bit chilly in October when we did this, but it was well attended and well received. But we decided that this time the acoustical properties of the church are wonderful, and we can put on a really good show of great music here in town, so that people don't have to take a long drive out into the country.
Sure. For any of our listeners who have not been to this venue, could you tell us a little bit more about University Place and just why it's such a good venue for an event like this?
Well, my former student is the music director there, Samir Golescu. So we have been rehearsing there. And all of the musicians said, well, this is a wonderful place to be. And so we spoke to the pastor, and we arranged for these series of concerts next week. And I think everybody's very excited about it. As you know, the amount of people allowed into the church in this time of COVID is very limited. So we can only have 50 people, including the performers. And so the three concerts on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night are rather well subscribed to. I'm sure that there is a waiting list, if people don't show up, and so that we can get more of our subscribers and our friends into the concert hall. But it's for them, it turns out to be very popular.
After going so long with just virtual performances, you mentioned you had the chamber performances out at Allerton Barn last fall, but what has it meant to you and the other musicians to be able to perform in front of a live audience again?
Well, it's an absolutely miraculous feeling, after we have been isolated for such a long time, people are just craving this kind of contact, visual contact, oral contact with music in a live setting. It's something that when you don't have it, you really miss it. And I find that throughout the course of this academic year, where we haven't been able to perform as an orchestra, these little forays into chamber music are so important. But besides the October performances at Allerton, and then these performances here, this is all we've been able to accomplish. But it's better than nothing, let's put it that way.
Sure. As we're speaking here today, at least according to the Sinfonia website, the performances on both Monday and Thursday evenings, they're both full, but there are still a few seats available for Tuesday evening. How do you feel about the response you've gotten so far to these performances from the community?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it's nothing less than I would expect. It's not saying that what we're putting on is so miraculous, but it's what it is saying is that people are craving live music, and we hope to be able to provide some solace and some enjoyment in the coming week.
That's That's Ian Hobson, music director and conductor of Sinfonia da Câmara. The group is hosting three chamber music performances next week at University Place Christian Church in Champaign. Details at sinfonia.illinois.edu. And we heard an excerpt of Dvorak's Piano Quintet in A Major, which is one of the selections on Tuesday night's program.